Or the committee of the whole meeting for the municipality of Situate State of New Jersey, February 18, 2026, at 5:23. We acknowledge we are gathering in the Mi'kmaq, the traditional unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq people. Can I roll call, please?
Warden James Fuller.
Regrets.
Deputy Warden Bruno Malloy.
Here.
Counselor Scott Beaver.
Here.
Counselor Dana O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Emma Tibbetts.
Here.
Also in chambers tonight, we have CAO Leslie McFarland, Director of Finance. Mary Frazier, Director of Community Development and Recreation. Mallory Frazier and interim clerk Janelle Fleet. Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing no additions to the agenda, could I ask someone to move the agenda?
Counselor Connell, I have a motion to approve.
Move by Counselor Connell. Do I have a second?
Counselor Beaver, a second.
Second by Counselor Beaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Approval of the minutes of Committee of the Whole, Wednesday, February 4, 2026. Are there any errors, omissions, amendments to the previous minutes that circulated? Hearing none. Hearing none. Is there any business arising from those minutes?
I can make one point. Just to inform council that per their direction, we did inform Sugar Village that they were invited by council to apply for grants to organizations and told them that the deadline was yesterday at 4 p.m. So we'll, in the future, shortly, we'll be bringing you a report on all the applications that we received and recommendations.
Good. Other questions? Next on our agenda is correspondence. We have a letter from Robin McDougall regarding child care facility. We have received a letter from Robin McDougall, which is in our package. I'm sure all council has been able to read it. What is the will of council? Would you like staff to provide recommendations based on this letter?
Yeah, I think it should, like, it would be nice if staff could go back and just get, like, make sure we have all information and everything that we need, like, from the letter and see what they
provide.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I think they're suggesting also that they would be doing a stakeholder consultation along with a review of the space.
So should we provide recommendations regarding that?
Yeah.
You mean if we're going to,
I think,
take part in the discussions?
I think it might be appropriate for staff to review the letter and bring back recommendations to council based on that.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, but it would be nice for staff to go back and come back with us with recommendations after the visit.
Does someone make that motion?
I'll make that motion, Councillor Tindall.
And second?
I'll second.
Councillor Beaver. All in favor?
Aye.
Recommendation is adopted. The next correspondence, we received a letter from Christopher McCreary, MVO Secretary of the Order of Nova Scotia, regarding call for nominations in the Order of Nova Scotia. Council also received this letter, which is in our package. Please note and communicate with this to the residents that you are in contact with as appropriate. Next on the agenda is other matters of business, which is a staff report, volunteer, and first responder and healthcare application event. A staff report was provided for council's review with the Director of Community Development and Recreation like to speak to the staff report.
Sure would. Thank you, Deputy Warden. So as you all know, we host many appreciation events, including first responders and volunteer celebration, and we're hoping to host a healthcare appreciation event as well. hosting these events is time consuming for staff. It takes up a large chunk of time. So, and over the past couple of years, the volunteer appreciation event has seen a decline in participation, and the annual first responders awards started off really strong. As it was the first one, there were so many nominations for awards. And as years goes on, that those numbers aren't going to be as large. They're dwindling down because you get acknowledged every 10 years and so forth. So what staff are proposing is to host one community appreciation event and call it our Community Heroes Appreciation Event, where all community first responders, healthcare workers, and volunteers will be invited to the same event. And so what staff are looking for is direction from council if you would like to proceed in that manner.
So what you're trying to do is kind of streamline some of the events that we already have, where they're kind of overlapping each other.
Correct? Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like the idea of having one event and encompassing all of our great volunteers. And as you say, heroes, they truly are. So, yes, I would make the recommendation that staff look at creating one event for all of our volunteers, healthcare, first responders, and volunteers here of the community.
I also agree. I think, like, for many reasons, one, to host all these events, we're quite small staff. And I think I've attended the events and it has been low numbers. So when you're putting all of this work into it, I think it makes the most sense to combine them. And I don't think that takes away from any of the groups because you're still encompassing what they all mean. So I think it's a great idea to combine them.
Now we have a name for that. What we're looking at?
Community Hero Appreciation Event, but that doesn't have to be it. It's just what came to mind. But if council has ideas, we can bring those forward.
Oh, that makes sense. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
There is a recommendation. Maybe we can get that.
There is a recommendation. Not yet. Well, council.
Yeah,
started making it and going to ask for recommendation, but no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I have someone to move the council to make the recommendation to combine the volunteer appreciation events, first responder event, and the healthcare appreciation event into one Community Heroes Appreciation Event?
I'll make that motion.
Councillor Tibbo, second.
Seconded by Councillor Beaver.
Councillor Beaver, all in favor?
Aye.
Recommendation is adopted. Number nine is in-camera contract negotiations and personal matters. We have two items from the in-camera discussion this evening. Do I have a motion to go in-camera?
I'll make that motion.
Motion to move in-camera by
Councillor
Tibbo. And seconded by Councillor
O'Connell.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll go in camera at 5:33. So there being no further matters of business in the meeting, it is adjourned at 6:30. The meeting is adjourned.